Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
Leon Shosha, President and CEO.
Of Workhouse Arts Center in Lorton, Virginia. And we're talking because Halloween is quickly approaching, and every year you guys do a really cool event. It's called The Haunt, Nightmare Harvest this year. And it's running now through November 5th. Give us a basic premise. I know we spoke about it last year, but in case someone missed it, tell us what it is, this spooky outdoor trail.
Yeah, this year the story is a little different. So let me give you the background narrative. Imagine it's October 1984, which means only one thing for the residents of this fictional township called Barkley. The annual harvest fair is ready to go again. And the town's mayor makes an announcement there. He's saying that this year's festival is not to be missed because they're going to be joined with a company called NYX, Agricultural Chemical Company. They're going to demonstrate a new experimental line of pesticides and fertilizers and promises some surprises for everyone. And from that point on, the story goes downhill very quickly.
I'm assuming, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm assuming these pesticides might cause some, I don't know, do scarecrows come alive or do animals, transform, or what do we got?
Yeah, pesticides and fertilizers don't really mix very well together. So as you're walking throughout this historic campus, you're encountering some rather strange individuals and animals and other types of creatures.
Awesome. Now, why did you pick October 1984? Because I'm sitting here laughing to myself because I was born in October of 84. So I was like, hey, nice job.
Well, that's actually the reason why, Jason. We picked that reason.
I'm sure that's why. Yeah, nothing scarier than when this entered the world. But no, seriously, is there a reason? Is that like, I guess, the dawning of new technology kind of a thing?
Yeah, we wanted to set it in a time frame that was not as advanced as today. And I'm not saying that 1984 wasn't advanced, but things were a little different in terms of mixing things together back then.
Yeah, I think it was, not only get the Orwell reference, but I think it was I'm pretty sure that's when Steve Jobs launched the Macintosh. So it's like sort of like a turning of the page, but things are still in their infancy. So that kind of works because, you're testing the technology, but it's just early enough to go haywire, I guess.
There you go.
All right. Well, we've drilled down too far and tangented too much on the years. let's get back to the haunted trail. So how does it work? So do people they like check in and then are they led like in a group of a certain number of people, like by a tour guide through this thing, or do they drive through or walk through? How does it work?
Yeah, you go online to our website, www.workhousearts.org, and you select a date and a time that you want to come to the haunt. So we send people through in 15-minute increments. We're still concerned with everyone's safety, as everyone is. So we allow up to 10 people in that 15-minute increment to start walking through the haunt. It's self-guided. We do have folks along the way to make sure that you don't go off the actual trail, but it's self-guided, and you get to walk through some very historic and sort of scary parts of our campus. It's about a 30-minute walk experience.
Now, when you say scary historic parts of the campus, well, obviously from covering past events there, we know that it was, I guess it used to be like a prison or a correctional facility that you've now, converted into all kinds of great art exhibits and artist work there and everything. But in terms of this this actual haunted trail, like what sort of buildings do we go through? What sort of set pieces do we encounter?
Well, the Workhouse Arts Center has on its campus about 25 buildings, only which about half have been renovated at this point in time. And we're working through a plan right now to get the rest of them renovated over the course of the next 10 years or so. But because we have probably about 10 buildings that aren't being utilized right now, we don't actually go through them, but we go beside them. We go down some scary stairways into the sort of the basement area of what used to be one of the gyms. And it's all designed in such a way that there's smoke and there's lights and there's zombies and creatures hiding in these various sort of crevices that as you walk along the building side here. And that's what I mean by, the scary buildings.
Awesome. And then not only is the buildings and the settings become characters, but talk about the actual characters themselves. You know, how many actors or technicians are you know, lurking trying to scare everybody?
We have a crew of probably in the neighborhood of 85 to 90 haunt actors. Now, they're not all deployed on every evening, but these haunt actors come from the high school range, the college range, and even the professional range. There are some folks who just like to get dressed up in their own costume, either as a mummy or as a other scare type of individual. And they have worked with us in terms of the storyline to develop their character so that when you're walking by them or they're jumping out to scare you, they're doing it from a true character point of view, as would any character in any play.
Awesome. And I see on the website it says auditions are open for scare actors. Is that still a thing, or are you pretty much solidified now that we're a couple weeks into it?
Solidified, Jason, but if you're interested, we'd be happy to give you a role.
I'm not asking for me, I'm asking for the listeners. Oh, that's great. But all right, cool. And then I guess we should tell people, you know, is there like you know, a recommended age range? You know, sometimes these things that parents like to know before everyone heads out how scary it is.
Yeah, we recommend that this haunt experience is clearly not for the faint of heart, but we recommend that anyone under the age of 13 not come to it. But of course, it's up to each individual parent and their child and what they want to do.
Right, exactly. And then do the also with these kind of things, people like to know whether, you know, how close do the scare actors get to the guests? Are they allowed to physically touch them? Are there props that can come near their faces, chainsaws, you know, or is it sort of at a distance?
It's always at a distance. We do not allow any of our haunt actors to get anywhere close to anyone, any of our guests as they're walking through. And yes, there are some chainsaws that you'll hear in the sort of distance.
Awesome. The Lorton Chainsaw Massacre. All right. So how much does it cost to get in? Like, I assume you come in and park there in the, what is it? Like the North Lot?
The North Lot. Correct. Yeah. Parking is free here on campus. The ticket itself into the haunt is $30. But you get to walk through for, you know, 30 minutes, and we have food, we have drink, we have bands playing on Friday and Saturday night. So it's a festive environment. We're really happy with the food trucks, and we have a special unique draft beer truck from the Bunny Man Brewery that will be here on campus as well, too.
Awesome. And then you go a little more into Bunny Man Brewing. I mean, it's named after a famous urban legend around here, right? The Bunny Man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Bunny Man is a great partner of ours. They're based in Burke, Virginia. They've taken up this slogan or name Bunny Man, which is based on the urban legend that was several years ago in this area. And they have just a wonderful beer line of drink that is available here every night.
Awesome. Well, I guess I mean, I have enough to work with, but I guess just before we run, explain or pretend I'm not even here, and like you're talking directly to the listeners, like, hey everyone, come on out, you know, you're gonna have a good scary time.
You bet. You know, we're doing the Workhouse Haunt. This is an annual event, and I guarantee you, if you come out and be a part of it, you're gonna have a terrifying time of your life. So we hope you'll join us.
Awesome. Again, it's the Haunt Nightmare Harvest at Workhouse Art Center in Lorton now through November 5th. So head to workhousearts.org to find out all the information.
Jason, if I could just say one more quick thing to you. We're partnering with a community center called the Lorton Community Action Center throughout this month to collect non-perishable food items. We're asking our guests to bring some non-perishable food so we can donate it to those in need here in the Lorton community.
Oh, that's great. Turn out for a good cause, donate the non-perishable items, and then after you're feeling good about yourself, then get the crap scared out of you. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.